Yvette Stalen's interviewing Francis Stradling at Halsey Manor on the 22nd of July 2015. Thank you for taking part in this, Francis. I'd like to start with asking you when and where you were born.
I was born in Forest Gate, which is the east side of London, almost Essex, but not quite. A long time ago, 1950. Went to school there, stayed there until I went to college in London. And then my parents moved further out into the wilds of Essex. And I met Rod, so I didn't move with them.
And what did your parents do?
My father worked for British Road Services Parcels, clerical, I don't quite know what. My mother was a secretary on and off, but she did stop work for two children. So I think she went back to it afterwards and became a secretary in a hospital somewhere.
And whereabouts in Essex did you move to?
They moved first to Brentwood, by which time I was in central London. So then they moved further out to Stone, which is near Bradwell Power Station.
And tell me a bit about your working life.
Well, my working life's been interrupted every now and again because we had to keep moving for Rod's job. So I've become what's called a trailing spouse. He gets a new job and moves on. I pack up the house and follow on and then take whatever's available for the short time that we're wherever. So we moved to the Midlands. We moved up to Manchester Way. Wigan, we lived for a while. We moved back south. Then we went to the States for 10 years.
And what was living that like? In the middle. Did you do any folk dancing?
Yes, yes, we did English and Scottish. We lived in San Francisco and Boston, which is probably the best of America for both of those things.
Oh, tell me
there's,
more.
There's so a bit of a dearth in the middle. But
how did you get involved? How did all that happen?
Well, I think as soon as people find out that you can play an instrument or you dance, there's plenty of opportunity. So there are lots of clubs in San Francisco, both English and Scottish. And we danced and played for all of that. And as soon as they heard we were moving to Boston, word went across, oh, there's an accordionist coming over, you can use him. So we were straight in. It was a hobby throughout our lives, really.
Yeah. And tell me about how folk came into your life then.
I did it at school. My secondary school, we had a geography teacher who was part of the society. She was one of the district dancers at the Albert Hall festivals. And we did an after-school activity. So I started dancing at age 11, and I haven't stopped yet.
Do you remember those sort of first dances you did?
Yes, Pattycake Polka. I still don't like it. I think that's about the only one I really hate, because we did it every time. Obviously, for parents' evenings, displays and things, it was always Pattycake Polka to the piano.
Yeah. So you danced at school, and then what happened to your folk dancing?
We went to University College London, and they had a folk dance club, which I joined immediately. There we did English country dancing. We did a bit of Morris, bit of everything, really. We had two good lecturers who were running that club, so that was an after-school.
Do you remember who they were?
Peter Williams was a maths lecturer, and John somebody or other played a melodeon. Oh, he was linguistics, I think, yeah.
So you danced at uni. What about clubs after uni? What did you do?
Wherever we moved to. There's always a local club. You can find one quite quickly. Yeah, just carried on.
Yeah, and instruments, music, playing?
Instruments, I'm not really a musician of sorts. I am the percussion part of the band. So I can read music, but not very fast. I can play one or two tunes on an accordion, but that's about it. Did the recorder at school, but never really kept it up. So dancing's really been the side of it that I've been in. Until, of course, my dance partner became a band, so I had to join the band, really.
And how did Halsey come into your life?
Halsey started probably in the 70s. We came to do summer holiday weeks with Roy and Dorothy Smith from Preston, because we were living up in Wigan at the time, and they said, well, why don't you come and play for our holiday weeks, which were sort of family holidays, so we did that for quite a few years. I couldn't tell you how many years. Yeah, so that was our first main visits to Halsey. They were weeks in the summer.
And do you remember your sort of first impressions?
Oh, it's a beautiful spot. Always has been. The hills at the back there for walking, It's very peaceful. Because it was dormitory accommodation then, it wasn't quite so peaceful maybe at night. But but yes, it's just a lovely spot. You really can't beat it for that.
And do you remember any particular, I don't know, incidents or stories or any particular weekends or weeks that...
Well, the summer holiday weeks were fun. We used to have croquet competitions. There was one family who came every time. They were the Taylors from Yeovil. And the girls both played instruments. So we had them in the band as well as...
what did they play?
Violins, I think. Mm. Both. No, Helen played a flute. Mary played the violin. But they could both play violins. Mm. Helen still does. She plays the flute with us occasionally after all these years. But, yes, and the Taylors, of course. Jim Taylor was in the St. Maurice side as Rod was when he was a boy down in Weymouth. So there was a connection there as well. So, yeah, it's made a lasting friendship, really, because we do still see them occasionally.
So you come to Halsey how often?
At the moment, we come 3 times a year. We do an Anglo-Scottish week early in the year. We do this summer week. And we do one in October, November-ish, with Ron Cox all the summer and the autumn.
Mm. Tell me about Ron.
There's not a lot I can tell you, really. He's a very personal person. But we've worked with him for, I don't know, what must be about 12, 15 years by now.
How did you meet?
Cyril Jones.
Now tell me about him.
Cyril started the summer week here. And he was beginning to think, well, I'm getting old. I think he was probably only 70 at the time. He's now 90-something. But he wanted to find someone who would carry it on. So he pulled Ron in to some of the holiday weeks, and they shared it for a while. Mm. And then eventually Ron has just carried on with it. So. But Cyril was a caller while we were young in London. He used us as a band while we were at college.
So where would that be?
Cyril lives in Enfield, but he did lots of things at the house for the society and Cayley's, and he did the Hobby Horse Club at Sidmouth for the children.
Right, yes.
And he took us down there to play for that.
So he would have known Bill Rutter pretty well.
Yes, he would, yes.
Do you remember Bill?
Only vaguely.
Are there any personalities you can remember from the past that are associated with Halsey? Is anyone comes to mind? He's not with us anymore, maybe, or...
Oh, just remembering names. I'm terrible with names. There was a couple that used to always do the gardening, long before Graham and Maureen started. Yeah. I honestly can't remember their names.
No.
He was a big chap with a beard.
And what's the weather been like when you come here? Have you always had good weather? And
No, we've had some very wet weeks. We've had sunshine. We've been here at one Christmas when it was snowed. And they had to plough open the main road, the access road. We couldn't go anywhere else, but we could get out to the main road. That was quite interesting. So the Christmas Eve, midnight service, we told everyone they couldn't go, because normally people go out to the local churches, and we said, we're not covering any accidents or whatever, so you're not going. We'll have one here. So we had one in here in the library.
Oh.
But we had it at 10 o'clock for those who wanted to go to bed early, as opposed to midnight. And we just did a sort of folk service, really, with a bit of poetry and a few general hymns, rather than anything too religious in case it upset those who weren't going to church.
Fantastic. Do you ever use the library?
Not really. I come in and have a nose round to see what's new, but no.
And when you're involved in the dancing, I mean, are there any particular dances that are called and you think, yes, this is my favourite, this is the one that I really enjoy?
I like quite a mixture, really. Having danced for so long, I do like more of the old traditional stuff.
What do you mean by that?
The ones that you'll find in the country dance manuals are good fun. They're usually straightforward. Mm. Some of the stuff that's written these days is a little more complex. It's a bit more like manoeuvres as opposed to an enjoyable dance. So I like them simple and lively-ish.
Mm.
But Playford can be lively. Some of the old Playford dances can be very good too.
Mm.
But, it's just a few of the modern things that I tend to think, oh no.
And is that just complexity?
Just because sometimes they're so complex. If you can't remember it, I think it's not a good dance. Mm. If you can remember what you've been taught through the one or two walkthroughs, then that's a good dance.
Mm.
But if you've got to be told the whole number of times through what comes next, then I think that's too complicated.
Mm. So it's too much thinking, not enough sort of feeling.
Yeah, not enough feeling. Because people are then listening to the caller. They don't listen to the music. They're not necessarily in time with the music.
Mm.
And if you ask them what was the tune, they'll go,
So what have you been doing this afternoon?
This afternoon we had 50 Austrian students in for a short instructional. That was very lively. That was very, very... Ron did a very good job. He did basic things and they all enjoyed it. Mm. They had a good time.
Mm. I think they were teenagers mostly.
They were teenagers. They came in two sections, the older lot first, and then I guess the other lot were maybe 13 to... 15.
Mm.
Some of those were not quite as enthusiastic. Mm. I think it was a case of, I don't really want to do this. But they did it anyway. And I think by the end they enjoyed themselves. So.
Yeah, that's terrific. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So if I was to say to you, what does Halsey mean to you?
It's a beautiful place to come to. You meet lots of friends that you've met here before. It's a sort of reunion type trip. And as I said, it's a peaceful retreat, really, from everything else. So. Mm.
Mm. And clearly you're coming, you know, regularly. It's a part of your life.
Yes, I'd hate to see it disappear or become some sort of convention centre or something. But
I think it's survived long enough, 50 years with all that goodwill.
And obviously the facilities have improved a lot. From dormitories, we now have ensuite accommodation and so on. So,
what was it like in dormitories then? What was that?
Well, it was a little bit primitive because it was mixed as well. It wasn't necessarily, you know, you'd have maybe three couples in one of the big rooms.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you had to be friendly. And of course, then you had to go down the corridor for the showers and the loos and so on. So,
yeah. And do you remember Marjorie or the previous wardens here or managers? Do you remember?
There's been so many, actually, over the years. Yes, I have vague memories of several of them.
And what about the bar? Has there always been a bar here?
Has there always been a bar? That's a good question. I really don't know.
I don't know that either.
It's been a bar for a long time, certainly. But I couldn't tell you...
And do you do singing in any of the dancing? Do you do sort of Kayleigh type thing as well?
Is it just dancing? No, not really. Only the Christmas holiday one did we do singing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things we do are dance holidays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. Okay, I think my last question is approaching. How do you see Halsey in the future?
I would hope it can keep going. I'm not really sure what direction it needs to take. Obviously, they are getting some younger people in who might learn to love the place. But at the moment, the age bracket that we're playing for are dying off. So I can't see what we do lasting more than another 5-6 years, perhaps.
Mm.
So, yes, they need to find some other direction to send the place. But hopefully the new chief executive will have some brilliant ideas. And I hope that the plans go through, because that looks to me as if that was really wonderful to move the kitchen and have a dedicated dance room and so on. So
definitely, yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay.